Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the politics around us, and in our metaphysical search. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. Just as the sun sets, the air is just beginning to clear here after weeks of smoke. And I'm joined tonight by Mark. Are you there, Mark?
Mark Waltz, yes. New York City. And we're doing okay for weather here.
Lovely. And the smoke isn't too bad there?
No. They say that they're in the upper atmosphere, there's some smoke from the west,
mm-hmm.
but we don't really, we don't notice it in breathing.
Wonderful. I think most of it's heading to Washington instead, which is just great. And
yeah.
Tonight we're on the edge of the fall equinox. The sun
right.
is at 29.5 degrees of Virgo tonight and goes into Libra tomorrow at 7:30 here, 7:31, and that would be 9:31 or thereabouts.
Yep.
Yeah, where you are.
Scorpio rising. Yeah.
Talk about the ingress chart because you're good with ingress charts. What do you see that the feeling of this equinox? Equinoxes
you know,
in general and this equinox.
Yeah, and the equinox, of course, it's an ingress into a cardinal sign, so it has a lot of strong energy. And it's, of course, when the sun gets to zero Libra. Well, this time, at zero Scorpio is Juno. And that it jumped out at me right away. And in the New York chart, Juno is at the ascendant. So... and then with the passing of RBG, I realized, you know, that I could say the plight of women is front and center.
Yeah.
Because she was such a strong feminist, and there's a lot of attention on her legacy, and it's much needed now. So here comes this ingress with Juno at zero. So it's parallel. it's in the same degree as the sun, and it's a strong degree because it's zero. Juno is one sign away from the sun, but at the same degree.
So you think that the issues around, and it's interesting at the same time, Venus in Leo is conjunct the asteroid Vesta.
Yes.
The question about whether, how do we sacrifice ourselves for others?
Yeah.
And that one of the nominations.
It's also how we perform ritual. And
beautiful.
There are rituals that go with feminism that are very strong.
And that's a beautiful way of thinking about that. So tomorrow, when we, you know, because the fall equinox to me is always, it's a door opening time when with the day and night equal, we can step, there's often doors that open, I always think of it like a lock when the water levels have equalized that you can get the boat through, that there is, you know, in an otherwise tough time, a time of opening and possibility, which we kind of need to lean into and believe in at the moment.
Yeah.
There's also a T-square going on with Mercury at 24 Libra opposed Mars at 26 Aries, and both are square Jupiter, the Pluto-Saturn-Jupiter conjunction between 17 and 25 Capricorn.
Yeah.
So, you know, that I just feel like the like a combustion engine of willfulness with that.
Yes.
You know, and that we want to make peace, but actually we have to watch that Mercury in Libra holds on, doesn't try to placate anybody, but really holds the image of social justice, that peace comes from justice. And how can we hold, because that's Libra on a good day. On a bad day, enables like crazy, and just says whatever you need as long as there's no tension. On a good day, you know, I think of Eisenhower as a Libra, the ability to hold the line for what's fair, right, and good is a high note for Libra. And that Libra squaring the kind of, I think of the patriarchal lineup. It's not just patriarchal, but it is there. You know, does that line up also? We've been talking about how this year that Saturn-Pluto conjunction, and they're back within 3 degrees of each other,
right,
is that we've lost so many elders.
Was Saturn just
so many
about
communities.
To station?
Yeah.
Saturn will station in a few days. So it's a really powerful spot.
So we might see a few more.
I thought earlier when I looked at that Saturn is reaching back to Pluto, and they're not keeping 6 feet of distance.
No, they're not.
They're not keeping social distance. So it's one more head-to-head with Saturn and Pluto, and then Saturn will move on.
Mm-hmm. It will. Finally, we start to see some breath on that. But we may see a loss of elders this week, besides RBG, and to be able to really kind of check in with our elders would be a good thing to do, and to appreciate what they've been and where they are in our lives. Really special. But to use that energy, you know, when you've got a T-square cooking like that, and that Mars T-square, that Mars square to the Capricorn planets is, you know, on for the next 2 months, back and forth, if you have to give it some place to go. I mean, if you want to, you know, not to complain about politics, but write those letters, get involved, do something that engages you.
Yeah,
and
this is really
how do
an
you,
action chart. It's
it is,
action.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it calls for action.
Mm-hmm. It can be pretty intense that way. Also, Venus is moving into a yod with Neptune on one side and Pluto on the other, you know, really bringing that energy in. Did I just hear Anne enter?
All the COVID planets.
Yes.
It's a big finger of God with all of them.
I'm moving into that finger of God with all of them, really cooking it. And it's interesting with that Venus conjunct Vesta that we are feeling the you know, looking at how have women been sacrificed, and how do we bring that back and kind of refine that focus.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Anne, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
I have a class tonight, so we ran a little late. So we were doing the seasonal ingress, which has got a really interesting energy of seven in it. So it's a lot of change, unexpected, very Uranian incoming season. As we know, you know, a lot of crazy, a lot of changes, right? So so it's forward motion, and that finger of God's really powerful. Plus, I'm sure you covered that the Saturn is stationing and Mars is coming in for a hit, you know, so we're going to really feel that energy build. He doesn't stop until Tuesday, so this whole next chapter, the Sag moon and the Scorpio moon are good, but that Capricorn moon on the weekend is tough with hard aspects.
It's going to be really tough. And we felt it last weekend when, you know, the aspects were so tricky last weekend. You know, I was looking at what are we going to mourn? You know, what's going to make us feel so bad on Friday night? And it was the death of RBG. And that she dies just as, you know, that the ingress chart has, Mark was saying, has Juno on the ascendant, and we have in New York, and we have the Venus Vesta conjunction. You know, how important women's issues going to be right on that front.
Yeah.
You also notice too that Lilith is same degree as Mars.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm.
So you're going to get a lot
and
of
Eris
angry women.
Eris is only two degrees away. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I did
and Mars
a
is backing
on
up
my,
to Eris.
Yeah. I did a rant on my. I do a mm-hmm. podcast on Sunday. I did a rant on it, and one woman wrote she really liked it. One woman wrote she hated it, and I'm like, all right, you know. And they both were named Anna. Interestingly, I have Mercury in Gemini, so I get both sides. You know, like that was really inappropriate. And you know, you ranted and raved, and the other one was like, yay, I was cheering from my desk. And I'm like, all right, you know, it's all good. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it
and
is. It's very. It's a very. You know. It also her dying on Rosh Hashanah. I'm you know raised Catholic, so it's not my tradition. But everybody said that those dying on Rosh Hashanah are plus especially blessed by God. So, and her name wasn't inscribed in the Book of Life for this year because she died before the book started.
Mm.
So.
And to feel that you know again what a power when. We've been watching these powerful losses of elders and remembering that when the elder goes, it's up for all of us to take in what they gave us and run with it.
Right, right.
When your teacher dies, you don't forget what they've taught you. Your way of honoring them is taking that and working it. And if a relative dies, the same thing. You can mourn them, but you also have to live for them now, and you have to be their voice in this world. And that's a lot of work for us to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a beautiful song at the end of Hamilton where they say, who will remember you? Who will remember your name?
Mm.
And, I, you know, and remember what you did and your legacy. And so I think, I know she, you know, well, I mean, the reason we have credit cards, the reason women have credit cards, we can have a mortgage. Mm-hmm. We can rent an apartment. My aunt left the convent in 68. My father co-signed her loan. I mean, this is all Ruth. All the legislation she passed in the 60s and 70s, all the fights she won in the 60s and 70s. And, you know, she didn't get appointed to the Supreme Court until Clinton's administration. So she did a ton of work getting everything set up. You know, six arguments before the Supreme Court, five of them she won. And she did it. She's got a Mercury in Aries with Mars and Virgo, so they're mutual reception. So she would go in and go, she would pitch it from the men's point of view, like the case in On Defense of Sex or On the Basis of Sex or whatever. And it was, he was a caretaker, and he wasn't allowed the deduction because he took care of his mother, because men don't do that. And so she argued from their perspective when they were screwed out of things and got the changes made. She's just very clever, clever, clever. Pisces, visionary, sun on the north node. She's an eclipse baby. You know, she had a path, man. She had a path. You know, I just, I've loved her for years. And I just deeply, I'm so glad. She's not in any pain, but I'm just like, Ruth, you couldn't wait until February. And you know she tried. You know she tried.
Yeah.
You know she tried.
You know she tried.
So. Yeah.
Oh, well, what are you going to
do? So the whole week,
we've
got
to
find
now.
Something
yeah.
to – Right, exactly. Yeah. And to using that T-square, you got to find something to do. You got to find something to do with whatever's bothering you, whatever pressure you feel growing up in you. Don't take it out on each other. Fix it. Do something. Yep. If someone complaining to you, make them the head of the committee to fix that problem. and we can get this done.
I always love doing that. Oh, a great idea. You're in charge. They go, I don't want to do it. I want you to do it. I'm like, no, you came up with the idea. You do it. That's one of my favorites. Yeah.
And this is the week to do it to everybody who's complaining, including yourself.
Yeah.
You know, we do take that and run with it. And that depression is going to flicker on and off. We've got, you know, that Venus just finished its square to Pluto. It's coming into a square to Saturn. It's posing Mars. You know, the tempers will be flickering, and irritations grow easily. As we said, it's going to get worse when that moon hits Capricorn this weekend. But if we just kind of give it a place to go. Give it something powerful and positive to do with it. And tomorrow, feel that breath for a minute of that warmth of the equinox where doorways can magically open. Also, Venus and Mars are both in fire signs right now, so people are a little hot under the collar, but they can also be fall passionately in love. They can form connections, and they're moving into a trine. They're going to go back and forth with that trine. So watch what you give your heart a place to go to, something to love as well as something to hate.
Right.
Because the it will be easy to default to anger instead of put our heart where we're full of love. So just
yeah, and remember Venus in the finger of God with Neptune and Saturn, but she also rules the Libra Sun. So we're really supposed to come from a heart place, and that's the space to stand in. You know, really go in and breathe, hold the breath. You know, Mark's really good at the breath stuff. You know, I've listened to him for many years when he would say, okay, breathe and hold, and really how much breath makes us stop when we hold our breath. We just kind of go, okay, yeah, I'm in. Yeah, so.
Wonderful.
It's good.
Should we take a few callers?
Sure. We got some time.
Okay, let's see. Let's try this one. Hello, 631 area code. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, all. It's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi, Debbie.
I'm not good.
No.
Now, again, because you're talking in front of an audience of people who don't know you, ask the question in a way that can be helpful to everybody else here, too.
And what's your birthday again?
6/29/59. 11:10 p.m., Queens, New York.
And you've been dealing with some pretty intense health issues for the last couple of years, and recently were diagnosed with hyperthyroidism, is that correct?
Yes, and yesterday also diagnosed with Graves' disease.
Okay, which is,
which
another,
is a thyroid
the next level of the thyroid stuff. Yeah,
I am really afraid. This came out of the blue. I thought my health transits were kind of going to start stabling out a little bit, you know, since, you know, only 2 years ago I had the brain aneurysm. And here I am, and I don't know, like, what transit maybe caused this, and will I be okay?
Yeah.
I'm really
afraid. Yeah, did they tell you anything about how if the treatment for the brain aneurysm could have affected your thyroid?
No.
Okay. Your moon is in Taurus in the second house, and Taurus, I connect Taurus with the thyroid. How about you, Anne?
Yeah, Taurus is thyroid.
And Graves' disease is very treatable, and I think you're going to find once they get your thyroid under control, the anxiety that you've been running will begin to calm down, that you don't know how much that this has been affecting you for a while.
Well, I think the Saturn and the in conjunct to the Venus, which is of course the ruler of the thyroid, right? So, and we think of thyroid as the fire in the body, right? So a lot of people when they have thyroid issues, either run really hot or really cold. They're hyperthyroid or they're hypothyroid. And
yeah,
so
I wish you could give me some of your thyroid.
So Saturn aspecting that, and of course your Venus is square to Jupiter, right? So it amplifies it a little bit because the Venus, but it's getting an in conjunct from Saturn. So as Saturn stations, as Pluto stations at 21, 22, they're forming a health aspect to the Venus. So once that finishes up, you should be okay, which isn't that long. That's like, you know, you got it diagnosed. They're going to figure it out. Those are eminently treatable, much, much, much better than the brain aneurysm, obviously. So, I mean, I think it was a rattle because you're kind of like, I thought I was done with all this stuff.
Yeah.
And on some level, you know, that energy of really more, but at the same time, you know, I think, you know, it's an in-conjunct. In-conjuncts are health aspects, so that should really calm it down once you get through the other side of it. So.
Well, first they have to check
the thyroid stuff is all regulatory. So you're going to feel a lot better regulated once you have it worked out.
Yeah.
And that'll help your stability and also.
Right.
Well, first they're going to be checking for cancer in the thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I think you can imagine my mood over that. And then they have.
You know, it is the most common cause, Graves' disease, of thyroid problems, and 1 in 200 people in America has it. So, it is something they really know how to work with, and that's something I think, you will find you begin to calm down. It will be hard for you to believe that while your progressed moon opposes Pluto and Saturn for the next couple of months. But watch how different you feel in just 4 months when your progressed moon gets past that degree.
In 4 months?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your progressed moon right now is 21 Cancer, and it's opposite all the COVID planets. Right, so
I'm going to call and be like, hi.
Yeah, you are.
we'll look forward to that.
I know, right?
I'm going to say goodbye now, Debbie, because we've got a lot of people waiting on the line. But we really send you a ton of support and hope that you feel better soon.
Yeah.
And lots of love.
Quick thing, please. Do you see cancer?
Yep. I don't see cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean
okay.
I see everything.
Right.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Big hugs.
Good luck.
Right. Big hugs.
Hello, area code 917-863. You're on the air. How can we help you? Hello? Whoops. Try that again.
Hi. Can
Hello.
You hear me?
You're on the air. Yes. How can we help you?
Hello. Sorry about that. Yes. Hi. My date of birth is 5/17/1975.
Mm-hmm.
And I was born in the Bronx. I've called this a few times before.
Okay.
My date, the time is 1:17 a.m. 1:17 a.m.
Okay, and from the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your
yes.
question tonight?
So I'm starting a new position starting the first week of October. And I just want to know... what you can see with my chart regarding this new position that I'm going to be in.
And when are you starting in October?
The position starts October 4th, and I'm in healthcare.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad it's October 4th because it's right before Mercury turns retrograde.
Yes, I'm
so
happy about that.
So you will get started before that. Before it goes retrograde, there may just be some learning curve or slowing down of the process as Mercury retrograde. It's a good time to review and find out what's really going on, but don't take it personally if things get a little strange there for a few days.
Yeah. And what are you – that's a Sunday, though. I just want to confirm October 4th.
Yes, that's a Sunday.
Okay.
I think the official start date is probably the 5th, but that's when I'll be, like – Right.
Orienting.
Exactly.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Yeah, because that's what made me ask, because hospitals or healthcare cases can be open on the weekend. So, okay, good. Yeah, I just was like, wait, no, October 4th is a Sunday, which is good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it looks nice. You've got Venus in the 7th house, so it probably is going to be a little more work than you anticipate or that they told you, because transiting Venus is there.
Okay.
And she rules how they explained the job to you. So you may have some clarity. Oh, well, what are we doing? But you're having the nodes going through the career house and the home house. So this is positive. And, the energy that maybe prompted you to go off was the eclipse in June that said, I need to change my job. I need to change my home. So this is a good time. And that eclipse, it was at 13:15, and it aspected your Jupiter, which rules your midheaven. So I say this looks very positive. You do have the progressed moon coming in Aries.
Mm-hmm.
So, for the last 8 months or so, you've been a little unhappy with work. So this has
yes,
an opportunity to calm down that and not feel quite so, I don't want to say taken for granted, but your chart has an energy with the moon in Leo when people are disrespectful of you, that it gets really, or they don't disrespectful is the wrong word. Leo moons need to be treated with honor and be valued. And when they're not, it's not a good thing. So that energy where you went, wow, they don't really value me the way I thought they should, then your chart goes, okay, got to go. You know, so I think it looks very positive.
Yeah, because, yes, you are such a naturally compassionate person with that Mars in Pisces in the first house, and you have a good sense of responsibility, and you are rock solid once you get into a system and you feel like the system is working with you. You are in, you know, a leadership mode with that moon in Aries, so it may be a little tricky for you to, you know, take leadership, take direction. But I want you to really practice taking direction as a person who's permanently moon in Aries myself. to really kind of, I get it.
Heather
but
does
it,
not take
you know,
direction well at all.
No,
but we still love her.
But I'm moon in Leo. I'm moon in Leo.
I know
you're progressing.
But temporarily by progression,
oh,
your moon's in Aries.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, that's what made the leap.
It went in about 7 months ago.
Yeah.
Gotcha. 7-8 months
ago.
And so for right now, you know, to kind of listen in, and once you really know it, start making suggestions for how to do it differently.
Mm.
But don't give off the energy that you know how to do it better than they do when you're getting started.
Even
okay,
though you usually
do. Don't be a boss. Don't be a boss. Be a suggester.
You're going to be a boss sometime, you know, soon. Are you moving into a supervisor position?
No, it's right now it's just a unit secretary position, but I have future plans. I'm getting into PA, physician assistant, later on.
Yeah, definitely. I'm all for that. And you'd be great at being the physician or running the office or managing the hospital or, you know, like you've got real leadership potential. So work your way into it, but just give yourself time to get there.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Hope you all stay well.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And fun with the new day. There's a really good book that I recommend called The First 90 Days. It's a great book. It talks about the strategy to have for being a leader at a new level. And it's an excellent book. It's out there on the internet. You can buy it. It also has an audio book. But it talks about kind of when you're starting it, kind of going in and assessing skills and figuring out what the process is. So it's a really good book. You know,
okay.
A couple of my students have used it and loved it. So it's excellent and very helpful. So.
Thank you for that.
Wonderful.
I just jotted it down the first 90 days. Thank you.
Good
take
luck.
Care,
take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
And so we've only got 2 minutes left. Any other thoughts on how people can use the energy this week? Mark, do you have some comments on how they can manage the energies this week?
Well, I think keep your calm. Stay calm and put energy where it's most effective.
I just think it looks like a really hard week. So I'm always like, go to bed.
Well, that's
my moon
calm.
In Pisces goes, go to bed. The other thing is because of the Saturn Mars is, you know, lean into the responsibility, right? Because that Mars Saturn, as Mars is coming up to Saturn and Mercury's over on the other side, it's like, okay, yeah, so this is the situation. And not that you have to fix things, right, but lean into the energy of, okay, where am I responsible here? And then approach change with the heart part. Because Venus is in Leo, ruling the Libra Sun, say, okay, where's the heart place? So, okay, so this is a situation I have going on with my friend. I don't really like it. You know, what's the heart path? And being honorable about taking your, you know, because you know how like when you get going, you're mad at somebody and you leave out some of the parts of the story. You know, it's a week for omission that can cause problems. So don't omit things. Go.
Stand
in a place of heart.
And we have 30
seconds left. Yeah. Okay. Stand in a place of heart.
Good.
Yeah.
And say goodbye.
And say goodbye. Ann Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk, where I have little Remo sitting here hoping I'll play with him.
Okay, and this is Heather Owen Robin saying goodbye and good luck and take care of your heart and each other's hearts this week from Montana. And Mark?
And Mark Waltz signing off from New York. We'll talk to you next week.
Mm-hmm. Have a great week.
Wonderful. Take care.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.